Welcome to our podcast, Kuehne+Nagel Shipping Insights, Sea Freight News and Supply Chain Solutions. My name is Sarah Vollmer, and I'm pleased to be your host today. Sea Freight has been a part of me for over 18 years, and I currently serve as Vice President, Sea Freight Go-to-Market Strategy for Kuehne+Nagel in New York. The logistics and supply chain industry has been experiencing exciting times, and we have witnessed heightened global awareness of our industry since the onset of the pandemic in 2020. Our podcasts are aimed at not only providing information, but also offering insights for navigating these exciting times from a group of our experts. And with me today is Mustafa Sunir. Mustafa, welcome. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me, Sarah.
Great. I'm glad we could finally get some time to record. You are a very busy man.
Well, yes, I'm also very happy to have this podcast and share a lot of insight what we do within Project Logistics.
You said the key word here in terms of what we're talking about today, and I'm sure our listeners were wondering what our interesting topic of this week is. And yes, we're talking Project Logistics. And, you know, when we talk about Project Logistics, and I will, of course, ask you to introduce yourself and give us a little bit more background, but we're talking about heavy and oversized cargo, right? That generally goes to some difficult routes. So it's one of those topics that maybe doesn't get enough attention. So we're here to shine some light on that. But let me circle it back. Mustafa, would you mind sharing with our audience a little bit about yourself?
Yes, of course. Thank you, Sarah. Sure. So my name is Mustafa Schenner. I am with Kuehne+Nagel over 22 years. And for the past over 4.5 years, I'm leading globally our project logistics division within Kuehne+Nagel. And as you have rightly said, under project logistics, we are moving cargo that does not fit into a regular normal container or truck, which is pretty much oversized, overweight, any kind of cargo that requires special experience, attention, and special logistics needs. And that's where we are coming in and providing the solutions to all our customers across a lot of different verticals in different industries.
Okay, great. I think one thing, you know, that comes to mind would be the oil and gas industry, right? But is Project Cargo limited just to the oil and gas industry?
No, absolutely not. So the oil and gas industry is definitely a major part within the project logistics. And within the oil and gas industry, we have the energy producers, how we call that. So the international oil companies, so the Shell, BPs, Total, Aramcos, and Exxons and Chevrons of this world. And these companies have, of course, a lot of capital projects where they are basically building LNG plants or different projects. And you have probably seen the press release where we have been awarded in the Netherlands project, which is pretty much a large capital project that Kuehne+Nagel has been successfully awarded. And this is only one part of the oil and gas. And of course, they have different divisions within their downstream, upstream, including the lubricant division, which also includes regular containerized cargo. But our focus is definitely on the larger pieces of cargo to move around and build these nice capital projects and provide our solutions.
Okay, well, great. So I know we'll get in and talk a little bit more green here as we go. But I think first and foremost, can we talk about right now some of the challenges within the project logistics market?
Yeah, the main challenges as we see right now are a few one. Number one is within the project world is basically that we see now a lot of new projects coming into the market, especially when it comes into the renewable area. So the energy sourcing is definitely now an area where there is a major acceleration, I call it, in that industry where the world, unfortunately, due to the war that is going on, is requiring naturally different sources of energy.
Right.
That has basically accelerated the energy transition even more than it needs to, including, of course, the whole chemical divisions that is needed, including infrastructure, and of course, a lot of different areas in our industry being mobility, mining, which is coming also quite heavily into our industry as well. So there are a lot of projects, FIDs, so foreign investment decisions that are actively being now discussed in our customers' meetings. And it's very diversified. And the challenge that we see is also, or the customers are seeing, is pretty much the material cost. Number one has significantly increased for most of the customers, the logistics cost as well. However, more so the capacity when it comes to different vessel types that are required for those special cargoes are much more limited in terms of supply compared to the containerized availabilities. And that brings another spin into the challenges that the market are facing. In addition to that, under the renewable, I'd like to also share that the wind industry has significant high order books already full for the next 3 to 4 years. And all these wind blades, nacelles, towers that are going to be produced will need to be shipped as well. And as you guys can imagine, that sometimes or most of the time, certain products are not produced in the same location where it's needed. And that is putting another strain into the market capacity where the vessels that are capable of moving those plates, which are also getting longer and longer, is very limited. And the customers are having also challenges to making sure to have enough space available when they need it, because it's also a race against the time, because everyone wants to build that new energy as quickly as possible that we can reduce our dependency on the fossil fuel. So it's a really very interesting topic and very passionate about it as well, I have to say.
I think you definitely are, but I just want to pause for a second and talk about the capacity and the routing, because, you know, so many of our listeners, right, and throughout our various podcasts we've recorded to date have heard a lot about, obviously, the market in the last few years and the challenges with containerized freight and unreliability of vessels and, you know, you name it, right? Is that are you having similar challenges, right? You mentioned capacity as an issue due to the demand in terms of project ships. But, you know, do you have the same type of challenges with the project cargo and the vessels that ship project cargo, like containerized freight?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's a very good question you're asking. Actually, we do have the same challenge and even more a deeper challenge. And the reason why I say deeper or stronger is because most of the projects have a longer cycle. So capital projects can go over 2, 3, 4 years. So when we go for a tender, when we are submitting our proposals on a commercial part of it, technically is one thing, but the commercial piece is always very challenging because most of the time our rate validities and our terms are pretty long term. And that puts another challenge into the market, which is very unpredictable or even more volatile than it used to be, to really put into front of the customer a really solid long-term rate agreement, where now the negotiation, the challenges are to always find an exit clause or a window where we can find solution to make sure that the customer's cargo are still being shipped, that they can fulfill their deadlines for their customers, which is also linked most of the cases to certain penalties. So the challenges are not only the capacity, but also the long-term rate commitment that our customers have with their customers. And they are asking ourselves as the logistics service provider to go into the same long-term rate agreements. And that puts another challenge, of course, with this very, very volatile market condition, and another spin to it. And but so far, I'm very proud to say that we have been very, very openly discussing with our customers. We are finding solutions for both sides. Despite the challenges, our role, our job is to find the solution for our customers. And we have been pretty good in that, I have to say.
Okay. All right. A little tapping yourself on the back right here, but no. I've seen some of those solutions firsthand. So I understand what you're talking about, but let's stay on that for a bit, you know, with our listeners that are out there. what would be some of the things that, that they should look for, right, as a shipper in terms of navigating some of these challenges, in your opinion?
Yeah, it's basically, Sarah, two parts. One part is coming into the planning stage and sourcing of the material. When we are talking about larger projects or cargo that needs certain planning, it is already very early stages planned, but our customers are now even looking into a much earlier stages where to source the certain material and the product they would require in order to ship even earlier or build a certain buffer and look at alternative sourcing options if a certain material is not available in a certain market. So this is the sourcing and the proactive pre-planning is definitely one area where our customers are in open discussions with us, where we are helping them. And the second part is, as it is in logistics, the visibility and data, that is king. I say always very clear with our customer, the better visibility we can create for our customers, the better they can also react and making sure that the right materials are at the right places. So these are the two key main areas where we are very in-depth discussing with our customers. It's the pre-planning, it's a very proactive approach, as well as enhancing the visibility in order to provide a very good supply chain visibility to our customers, basically. And for that, we have a fantastic tool called OGS, if I can mention this in between quickly.
Okay, and what does OGS stand for?
Well, OGS is our one global system. It's our tool that we have in-house basically tailored according to our customers' needs. And we are continuously optimizing, continuously listening to our customers' requirements, customers' needs, and modifying, optimizing our OGS visibility tool for our customers that they can have really the real real-time data available at any point of time to make the right decisions to move the cargo to the right places at the right time. So that OGS tool is really something that we are very, as Kühne Nagel, proud of. It's a fantastic tool and it's continuously improving. As well as one new feature we have added in there is the CO2 calculator as well to our tool, which also provides pretty much an end-to-end solution of the CO2 emission that is produced for transportation. And that is something that we are very openly sharing with our customers. And they are more and more, especially the ones that are in the energy transition, very keen
on knowing what their footprint is looking like from a transportation standpoint.
Exactly. Okay. That's correct.
All right. Well, good. So, you know, I did say we would come back to some of the green, you know, topics here with that. And of course, you just touched upon the calculator that we have within the OGS tool. Are there any other sustainability initiatives out there within Project Logistics?
Yeah, one of the new pillars that we have been involved, but we are strengthening quite significantly. It's called what we call the renewable energy logistics. So under renewable energy logistics, we are now creating a more tailored solutions for our customers within the renewable energy space, if you will. And under renewable, of course, one of the largest energy sources is within the wind industry. And within wind, there are, again, onshore projects, there are offshore projects, and within the offshore, again, there are fixed offshore and floating offshore. These are new technologies that are, as we speak, being developed. There are quite nice progresses made when it comes to the offshore wind segment, and there we are in a lot of discussions with our customers, looking and finding solutions and preparing also for the growth of the wind sector that is coming out. And of course, not to neglect is the solar energy and also the hydro, which also leads to the ammonia, methanol, all the new manufacturing factories that are going to be built. These are all requiring eventually certain larger pieces of cargo where we as Kühne Nagel Project Logistics are ready and excited to provide our solutions.
It really sounds like that. Now, if we could just work through some of the other challenges here in the market, it would be great. So, you know, I think wrapping up, I always like to ask my guests, you know, what does the future look like? So what else is going to be happening in project logistics as industry as a whole, in your opinion?
Yeah, the future is how we can see it. The outlook is pretty much going into a much more faster and accelerated energy transition. So we are definitely seeing that there are significant investments going into the renewable energy space. So that is something that is very clearly being seen. Of course, certain energy sources in the fossil fuel area is still going to stay. It's still going to be required. So that is, the renewable topic is definitely a new area where we see a lot of growth potential in the industry and also for Kühne Nagel. And of course, the vessel capacity, the vessel types are also being now upgraded. There's a lot of tonnage in the market that are pretty old or mid-age. So the newer vessels, the newer tonnage that are coming into play are very modernized and are much more multi-purpose possibilities that allows to the customer to provide more flexibility when it comes to different type of cargo. So these are the two main areas that I can mention as a wrap up, but there are many more, so we can do a more podcast together and I can share more details with you.
You are another guest who's angling for a sequel here. So I love it. I here for that. All right. Well, Mustafa, thank you so much for coming on. And for those tuning in, thank you again for checking out, you know, our podcast series, Kühne Nagel Shipping Insights, Sea Freight News and Supply Chain Solutions. Again, I'm your host, Sarah Vollmer. Mustafa, thank you again for joining us and taking time out of your very busy schedule to share with us, you know, your insight and your knowledge and your expertise about project logistics. I know I learned a few pieces today, and I hope those that are out there also learned a few new pieces of information.
Very good. Thank you so much, Sarah, for having me, and stay safe and be well.
Thank you, Mustafa. And to our listeners, be sure to follow us on LinkedIn and continue to tune in to our podcasts. Thank you so much. Have a great day.